Good morning. It's such a beautiful day outside. I was thinking of the words. You know it very well. This is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Maybe the Lord blesses and will keep us safe, especially as we thinking of Leslie L. and their family in this day. Let us have a word of prayer. Lord our God, we give you thanks this morning and praise you, for you have made us and given us life. You have redeemed us and set us free through Jesus Christ our Lord. Thank you. Thank you for being with us always, and that nothing can separate us from you, your love. God, our God, we love and adore you. You are the great God, our Heavenly Father. We come this morning to pray for one another as we gather here around your word, especially praying for people in need, those from whom life is a bitter struggle every day, especially in this tough economic times. We pray for those whose lives are clouded by death, loss of loved ones. Therefore, we pray for Leslie and Al and their family on this day, especially praying for people clouded by pain and disability, disencouragement, fear. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for your word, the words of eternal life. We pray, send your Holy Spirit to give us the power to live the way you call us to do. A faithful life in Christ, serving other people with compassion and with love. Lord, graciously hear us in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us read from the word of the Lord, James, the letter of James, chapter 1, in the Blue Bibles, about page 854. In South Africa, we always say, for the children's sake, and we call the page number. But you know, looking around is always interesting. The children is got it much easier than we older people. Page 854, James chapter 1, verse 22. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like a man who looks at his own face in a mirror and, after looking at himself, goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But the man who looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continue to to do this, not forgetting what he has heard, but doing it, he will be blessed in what he does. If anyone considers himself religious and yet does not keep in tight rein on his tongue, he deceives himself and his religion is worthless. Religion that God our Father accepts is pure and faultless is this: to look after orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world. These last words, pure, faultless religion, to look after orphans, widows in their distress, and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world. Are we religious people? Yes. All of us will say, yes, of course we are religious people. That is why we are here this morning. Interesting, the word James uses here for religion is much more than what we understand nowadays, because we talk about the religions of the world. What James meant using this word is what we say as godly. If you are really godly, fearing the Lord and adoring Him, and walk close with the Lord. Two things will be part of your life. The first one, to look after orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep yourself from the pollution of this world. This is religion, according to the word of the Lord. Religion God accepts, because it's so easy to be busy with religion instead of be busy with the Lord. Or, better put, the Lord that is busy with us through the Holy Spirit. Why does the word of the Lord says what is acceptable for Him is to look after orphans and widows in the distress? It's so easy to be involved in friends. Yes, maybe neighbors that is kind and friendly. But most of the time it's much more easier to be involved with people that can repay you. Giving food to someone and hoping to get food back when I'm ill. Giving money to someone, maybe he will repay me, at least he will thank me. James said, let us be clear about this. According to God, the two groups of people in the time of the Bible that were at the bottom of society were the orphans and the widows. Why? In the time of the Bible and not very long ago, and I even think today, Orphans have no rights, no say. In the time of the Bible, the widows have no rights, no say. They were depending on in-law family to look after them. That's why James chose these two groups. The new translation of the Message said the homeless and the loveless. The bottom. People who cannot repay us, who cannot do favors for us and pull strings and help us. Let us be honest. Are we looking after homeless and loveless people? And by that I do not mean orphans in the orphanage or widows and people without a roof over their heads. The homeless and the loveless are amongst us this morning, is part of our family, church family. It's possible to have a roof over your head, walls calling a home, but with no love from your parents, no love from your family. We understand what the Lord tries to say. It's possible to have a home and still be homeless. It's possible to be part of a family with an abusing husband or abusing wife or abusing parents. Have everything, but no love. These people are part of our life every day. A part of our life this morning. People who are begging for 1 minute of our precious time. People who are begging us to say, good morning, how are you doing? And not hi and goodbye, looking away. It's easy. Because the Lord said, everyone should be quick to listen and slow to speak. Quick to listen. Why? Do we really listen to other people's needs? We just go on because to sacrifice our comfort, to take care of people that are not important in this world, people who will not put our faces on the front page of the newspapers. The Lord said, this is what religion, devotion, a godly life mean. Secondly, to keep yourself from the pollution of this world. We hear loud and clear to keep yourself. It is our responsibility because, and listen with me in chapter 1 about temptations, where it starts and where the pollution come from. Each one of us is tempted when by his own evil desire is dragged away and enticed. James used the same word as all of us that are known with fishing. If you put on the bait and the lure, it's something that is shining in the water. What is a one lure we normally use here with the diamonds on it? But at the back of that lure, of that bait, is a deadly hook. And the same that's happening with the fish dragged him away and enticed them. That's the way the world polluted our lives. The New Message said, corrupted by a godless world. John put it clear. In first letter of John chapter 1, he said, do not love the world or anything in the world. For everything in the world, the cravings of sinful man, the lust of his eyes, the boasting of what he has and does, comes not from the Father, but come from the world. The sinful cravings, the lust, the boast, the boasting, everything. Therefore, James said, it's clear in chapter 4. He said, don't you know that friendship with the world is hatred toward God? Anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God. Keep yourself from the pollution of the world. Therefore, you remember the words of Hebrews 12, fix your eyes on Jesus. Beautiful, Paul put it in Colossians, the letter to chapter 3, set your hearts on things above. Is that what we are doing every minute of every day? Put my mind clear from the world and set my mind and my heart on Jesus. Set your hearts on things above where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on the earthly things. That is the answer. That's the way to keep yourself clean with the help of the Holy Spirit. Listen to this word of Ephesians 4. Put off your old self to be made new in the attitude of your minds. Put on the new self, created to be like God, to keep yourself from the corruption of a godless world. Paul says, I pray that Christ may dwell in you, being rooted and established in Him, in His love. So, then just as you receive Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in Him. That is the only way, according to the Bible, to keep yourself from the pollution of this world. A close walk with God. devoted to Him, to His cause, to what He is asking us. To have time, love, compassion for people, the homeless, the loveless. Keep yourself clean from the pollution of this world. To set your heart and your mind on Jesus. May the Lord help us. Because this is the way, according to James, Word of the Lord says we should live in close relationship with Jesus and serving everyone less important, thinking of if you what you did to one of the least of these brothers of me, you did for me. Amen. Lord God, we acknowledge that You are our Father. We are Your children. Our neighbors are our brothers and sisters in Christ. We pray to serve them and all the homeless and loveless people in this world. We dedicate ourselves, our hearts, our minds to You, Your kingdom. Strengthen our resolve to stand fast in Your faith, to seek the help of Your Holy Spirit, to work willingly for Your perfect kingdom. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.